Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
My name is Martha Smith. I had called earlier and I spoke with Ariana in your customer service department. I noticed I was contacted by Fraud Alert on a credit card that I have that I had a suspicious charge that showed up. And when I got to looking, I noticed that I was having a charge of $67.32 being charged monthly on this particular credit card. And I know that I never used this credit card to make a recurring charge on. I always use my debit card. And when I check, the first charge was on August the 30th for $5.74. And then on September the 4th, I had a $67.32 charge, the same amount on October the 7th, and the same amount on November the 7th. The notation that was made was PureMax, PER, and then the number 844-489-4712. And when I was speaking to Ariana, she was saying that I didn't catch what company she said this was with, but she said it was for an ice maker. I assure you, I have no ice maker in my house.
Yes, ma'am. Neither do I. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Okay, so you say your name, first and last name is Martha Smith, right?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. And a good address is 127 Frosty Hinton Road, So-so, Mississippi.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you. I like the name. I'm in Alabama. I'm in a town called Wetumpka, Alabama. I like strange city names.
Well,
It gives it.
Mississippi's got several of them.
Yes, ma'am. Because who are the people? I don't know if you watch Hometown Takeover. They're out of Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am,
Aaron and
and let me
Ben. They came to
ask.
Wetumpka. They're the ones who redid our city.
Really? Okay, that is a small world.
Yes, sir, it
So-so is
is.
about 5 miles outside of Laurel.
Are you serious? That's just so
Yes,
weird.
ma'am.
I brought that up. Yes, ma'am, but they did great things for our city. Our downtown has been, I guess you'll say, renewed and revived since then. We have visitors. It's so great.
Well, Laurel is, you never know what state is going to be on the car tag that passes by. The
Oh,
business
really?
in
Y'all
that
had
town,
that much
oh, it's
tourism too?
amazing. Yeah, it's amazing how Laurel has really exploded since Hometown became a
And
program.
they're just the cutest people too. Everything about them, the way they act, the way they talk, the way they look, they're just, and the work they do, everything about, they're like the whole package. I just really like them. They
Well,
seem real.
and let me say that now I don't personally know them, but my daughter knows them, and everybody that knows them or knows anything about them will tell you that what you see on TV is who they are.
Well, that's awesome because you don't meet many people like that, to be honest. You hardly meet anybody like that. Out of 100, you might find one this day and
Absolutely.
time. And it's
Now,
sad.
I'll say this. I don't know Aaron and Ben, but the lady, they are the young woman that is their project supervisor. You see her on TV. She's always there when they start the demolition. Her name is Katie.
Yes, ma'am.
She's dark hair. Okay. She is from my hometown of Prentice, which is about 45 miles from Laurel, and actually, Katie's mother and I went to school together.
Oh, real, that's even crazier. That's even that's how it is here. But I didn't mean to keep you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I see a couple things. I'm gonna be honest with you. Whoever did this to you, they started out with trying to purchase an ice maker, and it did go through, but they entered a sweepstakes the drawing for an ice maker for $574. Then they entered a drawing for a generator for $574. Did you see that also?
That would be in September and October.
No, ma'am. It was August 24th. They paid $574 of your money for the ice maker. They charged to your card. And then on August 30th, they charged another $574 also.
No, I'm not showing a charge on the first $574.
No. Okay, and it's nowhere like August 24th, 25th, nothing like that?
I'm looking at my September date.
Oh, it probably cut it off. You probably would have to go back one more. What date is the first charge start?
Well, that's what I was going to say. The first charge on the September or October. Well, let me see here. Which one? All right, pick up. I got a August the 19th.
August the 19th?
Yeah, see, I didn't have any charges that month. So let me go back to the September one.
Okay, because I see a couple. I see $574 on the 24th, $574 on the 30th, these people did to your account. They entered a sweepstakes for an ice maker and then a sweepstakes for a generator.
Now, see, that's what I was going to say. My September statement, like I said, the August statement, I didn't have any charges on. The September statement, the first transaction date is August the 21st, and I bought something at the Walmart.
Yes, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am. Do you see 6732 on September 4th?
No. I did. I'm sorry.
Yes. All right.
Okay. I'm showing, this is what I went back all these statements, and this Pure Max Performance charged $5.74 on August the 30th.
Okay.
They charged $67.32 on September the 4th.
Yes, ma'am.
They charged $67.32 on October the 7th.
Yes, ma'am.
And they charged $67.32 on November the 7th.
Okay, yes, ma'am. See, I have those, but then I do have an 824 charge to $574. So it looks like what happened here, the 6732, they're saying when whoever did this entered the sweepstakes for the ice maker in the generator, it was a free welcoming entry for the consumer shopping membership. So that's 6732. It would get you got whoever did this, a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. It is a monthly charge, so let's go ahead and make sure your account is canceled. So let's issue the first refund. We do take fraud very seriously. I'm sure you do too. We'll work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to have them open an investigation. So the first charge of 6732, which I have, is November 7th. I'm going to refund that one first.
Okay,
and then let's see. The next charge, they tried to put $39.99 for an app. It's a fitness app. They tried to put that through one on the 7th, the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th of October for $39.99. They were declined, thank goodness. So the next charge I'm seeing is October 7th, which is in the amount of $67.32. So let me refund that one. And then we'll move down to the next charge for us. So that was October 7th. So this is September 4th for $67.32, the one I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's $67.32. This is the third one. And then let's look at the next charge. That is $574 for August 30th. But
correct.
Then I do have that other charge. I'm going to go ahead and refund it also, because some way, somehow, it's showing me it was charged to you for the 24th. So I'm going to refund that one, $574. So you're going to get that one back. I don't know if it got put on the last statement or what exactly happened, but well, we're going to go ahead and refund that just to be safe. Okay.
All right.
And let's see, the 574, of course, the one I was trying to refund gives me an error, which is not a problem. I can send it over to our corporate office, and they can refund it on their end. But all of your refunds that we went over will be back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges whatsoever. I will have a confirmation number coming up for you in just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And I actually live in downtown Wetumpka. You know, it's in walking distance. It's about 3/4 of a mile from when they redid downtown. But yeah. They actually redid one 2 streets over in my neighborhood. And it, they happened to do it to someone who really deserves it. It's my daughter's art teacher, and she is also a high school art teacher, but owns her own gallery in downtown Wetumpka. And they redid her house that was built. Mine was built in about 1932. Hers, uh-huh. I think, was built in 1896. And
oh
they went
God.
In and redid it. And it's just marvelous. I mean, you couldn't imagine. It's one of those houses with those high ceilings with the wood on the top.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, they do wonderful work.
They do. And, you know, and we were trying to find someone to come paint my house. Do you know the people who still paint houses charge more than a doctor does a day, basically, to paint your house? Because nobody wants to do it. So, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to do a great job, but it was just double what I wanted to pay and expected to pay. But it's got to be done. It's got to be done. But I've got you refunded. I've got you canceled. Your confirmation number is C, as in Charlie, 26249271.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. I still need to call First Premier Bank and cancel this credit card. Am I correct?
I'm going to be honest. It's up to you. If I were you, I would. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
Since this was fraud, I would do it just to be safe.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask this question. And I'll say this. I've never had a credit card hacked. I've had my debit card hacked 3 or 4 times. So I'm a little bit in dark of what I need to do here. But on my First Premier credit card statement that I get every month, there's a little form on the back sheet, and it says a notification of disputed items. I don't need to send that to them because you're taking care of that.
Yes, ma'am. I went ahead and issued the refunds. That way we wouldn't have to do a dispute, and that would take 30 days and basically a lot of paperwork. So I just went ahead and refunded you so you don't have to fill anything out. When you call them to change that credit card number, just let them know that I issued the refunds, and I said they'll be back by Monday. That way they can keep on the lookout for them.
Okay. All right. So, and your name is what now?
Crystal. CRYSTAL.
Okay. And what company are you with?
Yes. And I'm going to be honest. I'm a third party customer service representative. We represent about 400 different companies. This is a company with the sweepstakes. It's not going to make much sense. It's A as in apple, B as in boy, the number 1. Then there is a hyphen, and it's M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, the multiplication sign, not the big X, and then the number 1. And I don't know why they do it like that, because the way they code it on your statement is the merchant ID, and unfortunately, they don't show me that.
Well, I what it showed me was Pure Max PER, and then a number. And what's weird is there was another number, and that was the number that I called, and they gave me, and I got a return call from them that Ariana worked with, and
she's
the one who transferred me to you. So
yes, and she does work with my same company here. We're basically a call center. So she does work in the same, just a different department. Yes, ma'am. But I don't know why they do it like that. And I guess I don't make enough or know enough to understand it, but it drives me crazy.
Well, if you like me, you don't raise, it's a need to know basis, and I don't.
Yes, ma'am. That's my life. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and I'm trying to teach her to please mind your own business, my child. You don't need to be up in other people's business asking questions.
You're only going to get confused. So.
Yes, ma'am. So I told her, I said, mind your own business. Worry about what you've got going on, baby. That should be more than enough. Because I know she drives me crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yes, ma'am.
So I appreciate all your help, and I've enjoyed talking to you, Crystal. And like I said, it's a small world. You never know who you're going to
It definitely,
in.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to get off the phone and say thank you, God, because it's a God thing. He lets me have communications, and thankfully he's pretty good too at it. I get great people I get in the conversation with, so it's just a blessing.
Yes, it is. It
well, thank
is.
You. Thank Go you, ma'am. You made my day. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great holiday season.
You too. Thank you
Thank
very
you,
much,
ma'am. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service. God bless you.
You too.